In today's episode, Eddie and I are going to walk you through when you should hire someone to do recruiting and HR work and hiring to make sure you keep butts in the seats so you can keep growing your business. So make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it.
Good. Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
This one hits home, you guys. Real home, this one. I had to damn near drag Eddie across this one. Eddie went across this thing kicking and screaming. Not even screaming, but really just punching. Ain't no screaming. It was just all, I guess I was the one screaming when we walked across the thing.
Yeah, but looking back, I'm glad, you know, we got this person that's now basically like a family member to us.
Yeah, I think they're like one of the only person I would say get access to see certain money things and get to handle things and pretty trusted members. I think out of anybody in our company.
Yep.
I don't think anybody has that besides me, you, and her. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah. That does mean a lot.
And she invited us over to her beach house.
Yeah. Ooh, that's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Wish I had a beach house.
Eventually.
Now, so as kind of as the intro told you guys about, we're going to be talking about specifically hiring someone to do the hiring for you so you can keep butts in the seats and you can keep growing your business more and more. A little backstory. Me and Eddie talked about this earlier, which I don't know if we had other stuff we need to get done and stuff like that, to be honest. And our HR, our human resource manager, has obviously done more than just keep us hiring people, but also writing contracts up for us. Literally any little small business tasks that we needed. She's working on insurance and stuff now as well, doing the audits.
What's another thing? She says, she always, you know, she hears what I say and then she'll like coach me to try to be more sensitive to employees or what have you. So she's always looking out for us and the employee as well. So she's like a mediator, I'd say, kind of there looking out for the company and basically looking out our best interests and trying to grow us in the right direction.
Yeah. And since this person that we got right here, her name is Ares, we got her from, she's in the Philippines and she's working with us on that part. So she's been pretty good. We did get it. I would say we would have to be bigger to hire someone from the United States over here to do the same job. But I don't know if we might have got the same thing, especially starting out, as we've got so far, I would say.
Yeah. Super bubbly, very likable, listens everything.
But stern somehow.
And stern, yes. That's what I love about her. She's stern. You know, I think we kid around a lot, but she understands what the objective is and just yeah, I love her a lot. She's really cool.
Yeah. So I would say when you're first looking at hiring someone, so when you first start off, I do believe that you need to start doing the hiring. I think that's generally what we did. We started doing the hiring.
Yeah. I think you and me basically did all the hiring.
Yeah. Or mostly you.
Or yeah, whatever. Then I think there was, you know, at the time that someone were working in the business. And I think once we started reaching a certain threshold, it started getting really hard to, like, you know, do everything. And then that's when you start saying,
Well, you can tell the story. Yeah. Because y'all, I see a smile on your face. Yeah.
Well, we had two different modes. Eddie was saying we should go hire a recruiting company to do it. And I'm looking at first, I was like, okay, that sounds cool. Then I look at like how much it costs to do the headhunt. I was like, oh my gosh, this thing's crazy. I feel like you can hire someone completely in house to do this stuff, and we can do that. And then so, but I just kept pitching the idea. And I think at first, like, I'm pretty sure now if we came today and we didn't have someone and we need to hire someone, he would hire someone now. That's pretty good. But at first, his point was that, like, we're going to pay someone, especially because we're looking at hiring someone over here to do it in the United States to do it. And so we're looking at like $50,000 maybe or more. I don't know.
Yeah, probably more.
Probably more. And to get the same quality person we have now, a lot more.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And so we're looking at that right now. And then we're thinking, oh, I know he's probably thinking like, is this person really going to do what we need to do? And are we going to have the resources around that person to really benefit them? And so I kept saying it over and over. And Eddie told me one time, he was like, what are they going to actually give us? Or what are they going to do for us? And then I told him, he was like, what they're going to do for us, like, what we're going to get out of it. And then I told him, he was saying, like, is that guaranteed or something like that? And then, like, I'm like, obviously, I'm like, you know that's not guaranteed. I don't know what they're going to do. They might get here and mess everything up. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, like, we just happened to be when we were ramping up for the spring in this year. And then we were doing some hiring, and we had a couple key members leave. We had our warehouse lead leave. And we had our a sales representative leave. But we kind of were planning for the sales representative because we were already planning to switch over to the Philippines. We weren't going to fire her or anything like that, but we were going to put most of our resources going forward in that bucket because we found out that you can get higher quality individuals who care about the job, and the pay you're getting them is actually a very good living wage over there who care about what they're doing and also will be dedicated to it as well. You said, yeah,
for sure. I mean, and then the ratio too, like, was it like 4 or 5 to 1?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 to 1.
Yeah, so like you can get 4 to 5 people over there to our one over here.
Yeah, and the one over here is not
way
good.
More qualified,
they're more professional,
and like, I just feel like they're like army ants. They're just like, you like put on a task, and they're like, they're just so amazing. They just have so much experience, and just the thought processing is just way, way better.
Yeah. Because I would say at first, my biggest fears for our company coming this year was that we weren't keeping people as long as that we need to keep them. So, like, every year, it seemed like we would be restarting over with a new, fresh batch. And over and over, it's like, I'm pretty sure some of you guys might have these issues too as well, if it's not family or something like that. You'll be starting over, like, you get some people, and, like, there's no veterans there. So you're always, you know, second in line or whatever it is to do that. And now, like, we have, like, people coming up, and, like, we have multiple people coming up on, you know, in this year be at over a year who's been here. And this is really good, too, and it also helps out when more people come to join the team because they see people who have been here, and then they kind of can see where they were and then where they are now. And it just really helps the growth and stuff like that. And to be honest, we wouldn't have been able to do that with our human resource manager. We did the first kind of hiring, and we kind of did it with our sales manager at first. And then we got some people in there that I took over the training and stuff for it. But then what I've seen, like, this person has helped us get a lot more people, especially on the driver's side. They have assistants and stuff, too. We're building a department over there. And I think in the future, this is going to, like, especially as we acquire more companies or start more companies, this is going to really help us to build out everything. And they handle most of the frontline stuff. Like when employees have questions and stuff about payroll, anything, that stuff like that. And they handle most of those issues when it comes to write-ups and all that stuff too, as well, because they're just trained in that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think and Eris has actually a law degree in the Philippines, even though it's not over here, but she has a law degree, which is very interesting.
Yeah, it's great. That's one thing I think I like the most, is just I think the firing part, I don't have a problem with it. It just you know, me being a male, it's kind of
intimidating
for maybe like to like let a woman go. I've done that already, but it's just like, usually like there's a lot of emotions flowing and stuff like that. And well, people that know me that knows that I'm not really with all the emotional stuff. Like, I hate crying, but stuff like that, I think that's where she really steps in and like makes a huge difference. I can just kind of have peace of mind. But yeah, for sure. I think the main problem that I think I was having, if anything, It was trying to, you know, keep people flowing and coming in the business, like ready to work. That's one thing I can say for sure that I like that she has brought to the table. Like, I don't ever have to worry about, you know, do we have, you know, people for this position? Because even though the position's full, she's always having a pool full of people just ready to go. So if somebody decides that, hey, I don't want to work or whatever, then we're ready. And she has the solution, like, you know, the next day, which is awesome. I think that with the, you know, human resources or, you know, recruiter, it's going to give you that option that, like, you don't have to be dependent on every single person that is on your team. You can always have options.
Yeah, and I would say she's easy. Is probably our highest paid person in the Philippines by far.
Yeah.
I think it's like 20% higher. No one's in the 20% range of her. Yeah. But at first when you said it, because I know when I told Eddie the prices, everyone else is, I know he's probably thinking in his head, like, what? We're going to do more for this right here? For what? And then now I think when he literally can call her for anything and we have these conversations and then stuff get passed down and they make sure everyone else does it. She comes up with the contracts and stuff for everybody. Just kind of keep us very tight and orderly. And then she does our monthly reports as well. When she go through like all the stuff we spent and everything like that and getting all the information together. And then it's just the area that we're really going to invest, I feel like, more in as we go forward. And it's going to be one of the biggest components and stuff. And we've seen that she's been taking on more and more tasks, more than what she originally probably thought we would do. Because it's kind of, to be honest, she's pretty much part of me and Eddie's executive team, to be completely honest, I would say. And her team is like, they're not doing sales, they're not doing operation, they're doing specific stuff that help the business out and actually working on top of the business, not actually stuff, obviously, specifically in the business.
Yeah. So when do you think a business owner should consider, you know, getting somebody like Ares?
So I guess I would say, like, for us, as soon as you start getting over, as soon as you start not doing the work, or what you should, let me rephrase this. As soon as you have the ability, so I would say around when you hire for two people or so like that, I think you can look at getting someone, and then you have an increased amount of demand. Now, if you don't have that many demands and people don't really go that many places, then you might not have a huge issue of it. Mm-hmm. But I do recommend, like once you get past probably like a half a million or so, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people should look into it, because you're going to need to really do that to grow. And most companies don't really get it, I feel like, until like 5 million, to be honest, because that's when you actually have the resources and stuff to do it. But if you can find around and get someone, even a part-time person who can do it, around like half a million to like maybe the latest like $1 million, something like that, I think it'll really make a big difference on making sure you have enough people there to do the work you need to do. Because the worst thing ever, I would say, is not, like when you don't have enough people. Mm. And I'm not gonna lie, that still might come with a person like that, right? Because like some people might just drop dead one day. And I don't mean like literally, but I mean like metaphorically. Mm-hmm. And you can't place people, but at least the next day you can get people trained up and stuff as well. Like you shouldn't have multiple days with the same issues happening over and over. And I remember in the future where it would be a situation where literally like me and Eddie would go from being working on the business to in the fall to be, you know, for 3 months in the business, and we're doing the most deliveries, doing everything we possibly can. And it's like me and Eddie and like maybe two other people, because of things just get tough and stuff like that. But now, I don't know, just I feel like, you know, around like half a million would be pretty good. At least a fractional or part-time person to do it. I'm pretty sure that you can find somebody, look online today, if you do it here in the States or somewhere else. You can find someone to do it like kind of like part-time. And I think, I'm pretty sure Ares too started off part-time, I think, at the very, very beginning. I think she's supposed to start 25 hours, but I don't think she's ever... I think we always gave her more hours than 25. Cause I think we got to, like, Wednesday, and the hours were done. And then she was like... Then she's like, oh, dude, like, can I go over? I was like, what are you talking about? Go over. I was like,
let's get this money.
Yeah. And so, like... So, for us, it started off being a part-time solution. I think that's time what me and Eddie agreed on. But I think we didn't realize that there's so many things that we can get off our plate. That will help us out. And I can't wait till we can get somebody else, more people on that team to help build out and kind of, I would say, remove tasks away from me and Eddie and stuff like that. Like, I know this venue thing has been a real headache and stuff for Eddie on that part. And he got called the electric company all these times. And to be honest, you could get someone on it who literally just is fine in that part. Because, like, because one thing I realized, too, when the owners, us, when we do something, especially something new, we get invested into it, and it gets painful to see the things not go the way you don't want it to, especially too when you know how much it actually is costing you on there. And I'm pretty sure the venue right there, Eddie knows, like, every single month we don't get this thing up, we're, you know, we're a month out from whatever that month is to getting and getting this stuff rolling. Mm-hmm. And you want to, and you're excited about it, and then things don't go right way, all that stuff. But, like, you know, I'm pretty sure we'll get someone who can make these phone calls from Eddie's in the future too, so he doesn't have to be worrying about it too much. And someone who actually would be glad to, because Air is like, she loves this stuff. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, like, and I'm, I don't know, I have my thoughts on this stuff right here. You know how I feel about it. Yeah. It's like, because, like, one thing that Eris told me, actually, I'm going to try to find it really quick. But one thing that she kind of told me in one conversation was, it, I think it was, like, a couple of days ago. She was going over specifically, like, what she, kind of like what she expects out of being Eddie. I know it sounds weird, but what she expects for her to give being Eddie. And I don't know where's that. Maybe it's in my notes, my things in here. But she was really going over kind of a brief thing was kind of like, she was talking about, like, she didn't believe that, like, her model is that to remove any small mediocre tasks on that when me and Eddie are just approving bodies, not doing the work for it. So we approve what's happening, not going through and doing all the little things over and over for everything. I'm trying to figure out if I can find it right here. So she said the goal is to operate your business with a centralized process. So you and Eddie should be an improving body. You guys should not doing things stuff as admin work. That's what she told me. Oh man.
Well, I believe you. You don't have to show me. No, but I'm so
and so, like, she told me that, and then, like, and it kind of made me think to myself, like, too, as well, like, because she's saying, like, if you guys do what you, she especially told me, too, on the phone, if me and Eddie do what we do well, and we go acquire, you know, new customers, and we keep building the structural components that help build our business, especially when we get into the acquisition of other business or that, like, that's going to push the business so much further ahead than if we're doing admin duties on there. And she said and she basically is talking about, like, tasks and stuff like that, things like that. Because she would tell me about, like, I have a couple things I know that she was saying that I need to stop doing little things on that. And she's just working on helping us kind of just remove some of the admin tasks and stuff away too as well. I think she kind of took over the kind of the whole recruiting process, starting part on that part. She'll get the interviews and stuff for you, get people to show up, all that stuff. She has like Eddie said, a huge list of people. The next thing we kind of be working on is our staffing, so we can get people in there, especially if we ramp up, because I think Eddie's gonna run out of names in his Rolodex. Huh. Most y'all like, what's a Rolodex? Yeah. I don't know the Rolodex either, but I heard someone say it yesterday. I'm guessing it's a contact list.
Yeah, so basically, if they wanna, you wanna hire somebody, to kind of do their employee recruiting, is when they have like two employees or plus, or $500,000 in.
Yeah, so I would say, like, I guess two plus might be less. I think your first two or three should be you, but I think literally, like, when you have four or five positions, I would maybe say five positions, and you make over $500,000.
Yeah.
Over that, I think that is a good way to start looking at least somebody coming in doing some of it for you.
Mm.
But then as you get bigger and stuff like that, like I don't know any companies that make over, you know, two, three, or I guess like two. Basically, I would say over $5 million who don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
A year. So I think it's a good thing to get it early, and I think that's the only way for you to get past, you know, that from, because like there's a messy middle, in our industry between 1 and 3 million. Where you need all the same services as a $5 million company, but you don't have all the resources as well. So you don't. So you can't, like, when you're, like, under $500,000, me and Eddie technically could run most of the stuff ourselves, and it'd be fine. We don't really, you don't have a lot of employees, you don't have a lot of big issues, you don't even have a lot of clients at that time. And you can literally run it pretty much out the back of a napkin. So we ran pretty, you know, pretty high on spreadsheets for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say just kind of around there, It'd be really good to have some type of fractional person, or somebody who is more, somebody who's just part time or something, to get in there, on there. So y'all hear my dogs barking on there as well. I think the AC man is here, so I guess it's time to wrap it up, Eddie.
It's time to wrap it up. All right, guys. Well, until the next one, But yeah, definitely, if you do get a recruiter, they're going to help you out and save time and money. Until the next one, we'll talk to y'all then.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.